Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They don't know I'm alone in the dark.
Now, Chicago, bring this back. Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm having a great visit with our good friend Rick Lepsinger. We're talking about the way people use power and influence in the workplace and the research that he's done on how they do that, but also not only how people do it, but how the genders do it. How different are men and women? And Rick, you found out in your research that when it comes to reasoning, which has been typically the male dominant method, and collaborating, which is typically the female-dominated method, your research found that men and women are pretty close to the same in those two areas.
Yeah, it really does sort of break the stereotypical view of how men and women approach influence and the use of power.
Right.
You know, although there are some significant differences. You know, the interesting thing I think is that when it comes to working with the boss, men and women tend to approach that in a very similar way.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be because bosses tend to prefer sort of the rational argument.
Mm-hmm.
So men and women understand and, you know, tend to do that pretty well. The biggest difference is in how men and women work with colleagues and their direct reports.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be where we see the most significant
so
gap.
So it's different. It's not much different going up the org chart. But it's more different going down the org chart.
And across. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, down and across.
Why is that important to know?
Well, because a lot of it has to do with just in terms of how we work with others and how to be effective in the organization. So, for an example, you know, if for example, what we found is that women tend to use inspiring and consulting more with colleagues and direct reports, and
mm-hmm.
then what that leads to then is to say, how can they expand their repertoire? If your natural tendency or your preference is to use a particular style, what can you do to broaden your approach overall to be more effective? And it also goes on the other side with men. For instance, men don't appear to be using consulting very much with direct reports
mm-hmm.
in terms of engaging them in the conversation and discussion to shape the idea, to gain commitment and buy-in. Women seem to do a better job of that. So here, men would benefit from adjusting their behavior a bit and pulling direct report, rather than being more directive or just laying out a rational argument to engage them more in the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Keep going. I'm fascinated by what you're saying.
Well, the other thing that we found that's a fairly significant difference is that there's an influence tactic called legitimating, where you're basically letting someone know that you have the authority to make the request, and that's why they should comply with your request. Women tend to use that significantly more than men, especially when they're influencing colleagues, when they're influencing their peers. And a lot of that seems to make a lot of sense, because it could be that it could be like an indication that women may be more likely to feel that their authority is being challenged, so they have to use that influence tactic much more than
mm-hmm.
men would need to call on it in the workplace. The danger of that is that it's not really sufficient if you're trying to get someone's commitment. Legitimating might get their compliance, meaning they might, you know, change their behavior, but you're not going to change their point of view by saying, you know, I'm the project manager, you need to do what I'm asking you to do. So for there, it requires more of a bundle of influence tactics, where you need to focus both on the things that are strengths, like inspiring and consulting and reasoning, in addition to legitimating. Legitimating on its own really isn't sufficient to pull people in and gain their full support and commitment.
And if you're approaching your boss about these things, about something, you also need to know what you also need to take into consideration their gender and how they receive this information.
Well, actually that's a very interesting point, Because what we found is that gender really doesn't matter per se. The gender of the influencer and the person being influenced doesn't seem to have much effect.
That surprises me.
Yeah, on whether it's successful.
Are you surprised at that?
We were a little bit. But what we did find, and this is the thing that I think puts that finding in more clarity, is that what's important is the person. So the more you know about the person, whether they're male or female, or whether they're from the north or from the south, or the east or the west, or whatever the differences are, the more you know about what their goals are, what their objectives are, what their values are, what they see, what's important to them, then the better you're able to put your proposal or recommendation in that context. So going back to your sales example, if I'm going to sell somebody something, I could use sort of generic benefits and generic values, which wouldn't be a terrible thing mm-hmm. to do. But if I really know something about the needs of the person I'm selling to or their values or what's important to them, and I can talk to them in terms of how my recommendation is fully aligned with their needs and their values, that's a much more powerful influence attempt than just using broad generics.
You know, as I'm listening to you, and I want to talk about this in the next segment, there are so many different ways you can take this research and apply it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is almost like a kit bag of how to influence people. You just plug in what role the other person is playing, right? Are they my boss? Are they my direct report? Are they a peer? Are they male? Are they female? I mean, you just plug that in and pull out the right tool.
It's a good starting point, right? It's not the only thing, but it's a good starting point.
Hold on to that thought. Barbara Lewis is going to take us out, folks. Tin Tail, right back with Rick Lipsinger. I'm Jim Blassing. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.